Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now is a man who's got a massive brain.
Mike Florio.
He used to be a lawyer, then he decided to take his talents to the internet.
NBC Sports.
I'm sorry I'm late. I was talking to Robert Kraft.
That isn't the time for an airing of grievances.
Pro Football Talk.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
It is Wednesday at 11, and you know what that means for us. It is Mike Florio time. Mike, the creator, editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk. He is one of the main voices in the NFL, and he joins us via the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Mike Florio. And Mike, you get to join us for some breaking news. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. This just
what
in.
I miss?
Nothing. You get to join us for it. According to our reporter Chris Emma, Bears quarterback Caleb Williams was named NFC Offensive Player of the Week following his 4-touchdown performance in the win at Soldier Field. So 3 weeks in a row, Mike, a quarterback involved in a Bears game has gotten NFC Offensive Player of the Week, but this time it's a Bear.
Yeah, that's great. Yes, the Bears responsible for the Offensive Player of the Week from J.J. McCarthy to Jared Goff to now Caleb Williams. And that game on Sunday was long overdue, and it was just kind of a nice glimpse into what could become. We'll see 1 week at a time, but it was a great performance from Caleb Williams, and it was great for the Bears to get their win. And now can they continue it as they take on Tom Brady's Raiders?
Okay, so we're looking at this game, and we had all these 0-2 teams, and we were trying to sort out where the Bears fall in that hierarchy or lowerarchy, whatever you want to call it. How do you see these teams
that came
out of that week with wins, and what do you think of where this league is? Perfectly, of course, parodied.
Wins in September are money in the bank for January because every team is going to be different by the time we get to week 18. It's always better, obviously, to win than lose, but it's not an indication of where the teams are as they scramble for those 7 playoff spots in each conference. So it was very important to avoid going 0-3. The teams that were 0-2 that got their victories, it's a load off of their backs. And Chris Sims explains what it's like to be in a locker room that starts 0-1 and then 0-2. And the pressure just goes up exponentially with each additional loss. When is this going to end? When are we going to pick up our win? And then when you get to 1-2, right, it's a great opportunity. And they'll have it against the Raiders. One of those two teams is going to emerge from the game 2-2. And there's a significant difference psychologically between 2-2 and 1-3. You don't want to get yourself in a position where you're in a hole. Like the Bengals last year, their record was so bad in comparison to their potential. The rest of the season was just, can we get out of this? Our margin for error shrinks. Our window is closing. And you get to the point where by Thanksgiving, if not earlier, every week feels like a playoff game.
Mike, I also think that in what we've seen here, at least for the Bears, there's how much a win is worth. And given what happened the week before against the Lions, just making that massive statement to bounce back for them and really show progress, I think, on the offensive and defensive sides of the ball. This has got to, I think, change the look of what people have observed about the Bears as well.
And I also think what's encouraging is what we saw Monday night. The Lions team that dismantled the Bears went into Baltimore and reversed an outcome from 2 years ago where the Lions went to Baltimore and lost 38-6. For the Lions to just push the Ravens around, I think that's encouraging for the Bears as well because, yeah, that team that beat us soundly in week two is still pretty damn good, even though they were drubbed week one by the Packers.
Mike Florio joins us each and every week here on Raheemy, Harris, and Grody to talk all things NFL. He is the creator and editor of ProFootballTalk.com. Okay, this happened this morning. You wrote about it less than 30 minutes ago. Tom Brady couldn't let well enough be alone. It seemed like things had kind of quieted down, but then he has this weekly newsletter where he talks about paranoia and distrust for those who would question whether or not it's a conflict of interest for him to be both a team owner and a league broadcaster.
It's usually a good thing when the rich and famous do something that humanizes them. It's not a good thing when that thing they do is show that they're as thin-skinned as the rest of us. You'd like to think that Tom Brady is above giving in to the criticism, hearing the things that people are saying. He quibbled with Dave Portnoy earlier this week when Portnoy said on the new FS1 show, Brady's getting $75 million for the one-day Saudi Arabia flag football tournament. Why is Brady fighting that? And it just opens the door to people saying, okay, then tell us how much it is. It's surely not $75,000. And it's probably closer to $75 million than $75,000. So he's got rabbit ears, and he gives into it. And he used that platform of his newsletter to go into this long monologue. And I assume that, look, based upon how it's written, I assume he's got people who do that for him because he's pretty busy, and it's a long, thoughtful post. But the argument is, anyone who thinks this is a conflict of interest is being paranoid and distrustful. And I can be trusted to navigate these two jobs. And oh, by the way, it's not even a conflict of interest, which is preposterous. Of course it is. And we talk about 80-20 issues in politics. This is like a 95-5 issue in football. Once we saw Tom Brady in the coach's box last week with the headset and the tablet, and he saw himself on camera, and he hit the button, and he slid down in the frame, that's when the conflict of interest that we knew about or should have known about for a year or longer came into full vision. So I don't need Tom Brady to say these aren't the droids you're looking for. It only makes him look worse, and it only makes the situation look sketchier. I think that was a huge mistake by him, and I'll defer otherwise to everything else I had to say about it on the long post at PFT.
Oh, yeah. No, I can read the quote because our listeners want to hear it too, Mike. We'll play the game. Is this gaslighting? Quote, and with also the success football has given me, I feel I have a moral and ethical duty to the sport, which is why the point where my roles in it intersect is not actually a point of conflict, despite what the paranoid and distrustful might believe.
The way you read that, though.
End quote. Yeah, I this is an accusation as a confession. That's what I feel like this is.
Well, you know, one of the things we learn in law school is that you're supposed to avoid impropriety and the appearance of impropriety. This isn't about whether or not Tom Brady is able to thread this needle. The question is whether he should even be trying to thread the needle. And it's really on the league initially to say, you can't do this, Tom. We're not going to approve your purchase of a percentage of the Raiders as long as you are a broadcaster with Fox. The moment you're no longer that, you're welcome to join the club. The league should have been the first line of defense here. But even beyond that, and there were plenty of people last week who said, more power to Tom, they're letting him do it, go ahead and do it. At some point, when you're going to play the moral and ethical card, beyond opening the door to the whole Deflategate conversation where the league decided he was cheating and gave him the same penalty they give to people who test positive for PEDs, you really are putting yourself in a position where I think the moral and ethical thing to do is to recognize it yourself and say, I can't do this. This is a conflict of interest, and I can't do this. Instead, and this is a product of our current age, he likes to say this is an era of paranoia and distrust. I say it's an era where truth and standards no longer matter. Do what you want, say what you want, and fight back against anyone who would dare to question you. To say that it's not a conflict, I think just it says it all. And I'm surprised that however many layers of edits this thing went through, somebody didn't say, Tom, probably not a good idea to try to make the argument this isn't a conflict, because anyone with basic common sense knows that it is. And you cross over into the line where the fair question arises, does he think we're stupid?
What?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
It's also, don't look at the dead body in the corner. Yeah, that's how I feel about it. That kind of metaphor where maybe people weren't going to look at it to begin with as much. And then once he makes note of it, then it's like, well, you're clearly thinking about it. But either way, can't control the message here. And frankly, the only people who can self-police this is other ownership. You know, that's the other part of this. The NFL relies a lot, as you know, Mike, on owners self-policing in a way. Like the people who end up fighting back, if they really want change, it's got to come from opposing owners, aka competition.
And here's what's going to happen. If and when the Raiders are ever consistent high-level contenders, that's when this Brady issue is going to be as big of a deal as the tush push. The Eagles have perfected this play and it helps give them an edge, and now they're dominant and other teams don't like it. So they come up with all these straw man arguments as to why the tush push should be no more, ignoring the fact that the Eagles would still have a pretty good quarterback sneak that would still turn first and 10 into essentially first and 9 or first and 8 because they're going to get those extra yards. But with Brady, there's no straw man to conjure. It's an obvious conflict of interest, and I think one of the reasons why the league isn't doing anything now is they have to admit they got it wrong by letting him in, and they're not real big on saying we screwed up in the past, but there will be a groundswell of teams that point this out whenever the Raiders are the equivalent of the Patriots or more recently the Chiefs or currently the Eagles.
Bears trying to make sure that doesn't happen this week as they face the Raiders in Las Vegas. Mike Florio joining us, the creator and editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk. Mike, this is something I could not wait to talk to you about. So we know Jimmy Kimmel back on the air for ABC, but there's a direct tie to why that could be a problem going forward for the NFL and ESPN because, of course, the equity that they're trying to get in the new deal that's been done, of course, with the NFL Network. What can you tell us about how this could all unravel for Mickey Mouse and company?
From the moment the deal was proposed, people realized, hey, they need to get regulatory approval from the current administration. And the current administration has exhibited in the past animosity toward ABC and animosity toward the NFL. Now, all reports have indicated that both sides are confident they'll get the approval, which means they understand they're going to have to kiss the ring or elsewhere in order to make this happen. And they're willing to do whatever needs to be done to ensure that they get the approval they're looking for. But Disney was in a dilemma, and Michael McCarthy of frontofficesports.com encapsulated it over the weekend by saying that Disney, as it was pondering what to do with Jimmy Kimmel, may be choosing between Kimmel and the NFL deal. Now that they've chosen Kimmel and the head of the administration has reacted angrily toward ABC, that becomes a factor. There's another item that emerged today, Ryan Glasspiegel of frontofficesports.com, pointing to a letter that was sent by four members of Congress to the NFL, ESPN, and ABC with a bunch of questions regarding this deal, how it affects consumers, how it affects journalism, how it affects Red Zone. 12 questions with subparts that they want answers to. So you've got two branches of government now that are going to be paying attention to this. And one of the issues is it creates a blueprint for future deals where The NFL may end up owning 10% of ESPN, 10% of CBS, 10% of NBC, which will mean I'll probably be looking elsewhere for a partner for PFT if that ever happens. But yeah, it just continues to roll in the direction where all the power is being consolidated. How does it affect the rest of us? How expensive will it be to watch the games? How will anyone truly have independence when things need to be said about how the NFL is doing its business? And it really is amazing to see a world where those with money and power would love to create a universe where they never get questioned by anyone. They'd all love that. We'd all love that. But if you're going to be in a public arena, criticism comes with it. And it gets back to Brady. Just thicken your skin and go about your business and make your decisions. But understand that people aren't going to like you. Not everyone has to like you. Not everyone has to agree with everything you do. And it just seems odd that people think there's a way to align the planets so that no one will ever say anything about you you don't like.
Yeah, that's true, Mike. This segment with Mike Florio, the creator, editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk, is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. I want to get back to a clip that you had last week. It was Pro Football Talk, and Jason Garrett was on.
Mm.
And you guys were talking about the comments that Ben Johnson had made regarding practice, saying our practice habits are not that of a championship-caliber team yet. And Garrett, I think, made a couple of really good points as to why, for a head coach early in his career, how that can be dangerous. Bears responded with a win, but what were your takeaways from what Garrett had to tell you guys?
Well, and this is a theme I've heard from Jason multiple times over the past few years. I sit next to him during the games, and I pick up a lot of great insights from him. And on one hand, we want coaches to be candid and authentic and informative and entertaining. But then on the other hand, when they say too much, that can create problems for the team. And Garrett's point is, you've always got to protect the team when you're speaking to the media. Now, some coaches take it to the extreme, like Bill Belichick, and just grumble their way through, and it's all in the name of protecting the team. Other coaches have perfected the craft of saying something very interestingly while saying nothing. Nick Saban is the king of that. I remember looking at his press conferences and his mannerisms, his delivery. Oh, this is good. And then you see what he said. It's like, he didn't say anything. I think that's the sweet spot for a head coach. Find a way to answer the questions in a candid and engaging manner, but at the end of the day, avoid saying things that will create potential problems in the locker room with guys pointing fingers or guys thinking the coach is calling them out or other things that you just don't want getting in the way of that challenge. Every week, you've got limited hours to get ready for the next opponent. You don't want to be spending any of that time unruffling feathers that you've gratuitously ruffled in one of your press conferences.
Mike Florio, we thank you so much for joining us here. Rahimi Harrison Grody on the Score.
Thanks, Mike. Thank Enjoy your lunch. Week.
Thanks, Mike. That was Mike Florio, the creator and editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk. Football Talk here on the Score is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Now we've got to figure out the Kyle Tucker Confidence Index.
Oh, man, that thing is oof. Sharply declining.
It's an indexing stock. I just don't know what the price is at after what we saw yesterday over at Wrigley Field.
I'm waiting for it to hit rock bottom before I buy. That's what I'm going to say about that.
How close are we going to get?
Oh, I think we're pretty close.
Let's discuss it next here on Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but we traded for Kyle Tucker.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.